All right, let's see. It's 40 minutes after the hour. Where does the first hour go? Right here at Sam's Garage. We're having so much fun. I can't stand it.
It is good. It's a great day.
Let's talk to Jeff, who's got a call back on Lube Guard. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Just wanted to touch back because you asked me to do so. About 2 months ago, I called you with a F-150 four-wheel drive 2004 Lariat four-door vehicle. When I put it on cruise and going up a slight incline, I was getting some buffing and it just felt like it wanted to shift between gears or sputtering, that type of thing. After several episodes going back to the dealership and they replacing the number one coil pack and the number eight coil pack, and you know how expensive that is.
Right.
You suggested trying the Lube Guard. In fact, you sent me some Lube Guard for that and also for the power steering. I followed your directions. I removed some from the dipstick area. Replaced the Lube Guard. Didn't have any positive results for about the first 100, 150 miles. But after that, I'm driving it right now as I speak. Going up an incline this morning in heavy traffic. Those people leaving early to go to the Clemson football game.
Oh, yeah.
It's made all the difference in the world. I just, in fact, I've got five vehicles from a 92 Miata to 2000 seven Mustang convertible, mm-hmm. and I've put it in every one of those vehicles now.
That's great. Yeah, it's a wonderful product. You know, Lube Guard doesn't make any outrageous claims. It's not going to stop leaks. If your transmission's leaking, it's going to still leak. It's not going to fix, you know, broken pieces. But if your transmission's got shutter problems, clutch chatter, if it's failing hydraulically because the fluid viscosity is gone, Lube Guard improves the fluid by, especially the Mercon Dexron, by 28%. And Mercon Dexron is your benchmark of fluids. So,
well, I tell you, it certainly has made a difference in that. Also, one other thing in the care package that you sent me an item, I can't remember the name.
The magnetic finger, maybe?
Magnetic finger. And it saved my life in Atlanta about 2 weeks ago. I had opened my car door and, in fact, the trunk to put some items in on business, and I turned around and my keys all fell off the key ring and down a drain.
Oh.
The side of the road there. And, of course, in Atlanta, y'all hadn't had much rain lately, so I didn't have to worry about it being washed away anytime soon. But I found a golf club in the back. I taped the magnetic finger, and I was able to fish all of my keys out of the drain.
Isn't that great? Wow, that's great. I'm going to have to call the owner of Magnetic Finger, the guy that developed it. His name is Casper. He lives out in Texas. He's a financial guy. He invented the Magnetic Finger, and it's just a great tool. I've finding all kinds of incredible uses for it. He's already sold almost 50,000 of these things. Makes a great Christmas gift. I had no idea you could fish for keys with it, though.
Yeah, well, just a little piece of duct tape. You know, that's what holds the world together.
And, absolutely.
And a golf club. I just put it over the end like a finger and was able to reach in there.
That's great. Well, listen, we got to go to a break. Thanks so much, Jeff. We appreciate the callback on all those fine products. They have the best products and best clients in the world right here on the best automotive radio show on the planet, Sam's Garage. Nobody can top us. We'll challenge anyone. Give us a call at 800-355-3597. We'll be right back.